Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kaylin from Give Me a Courtesy Callback.
Hi. I was speaking with someone.
From Elite 14.
Pardon?
Elite 14.
Yeah, I called a few minutes ago and stuff, and I was speaking with a gal for a while. I had to let her go. I'm at my office, and one of our machines almost exploded. But I was just calling back to kind of make sure that everything was resolved and the account was canceled and find out what she was doing.
All right. Well, please have your zip code.
What was it? She had looked up my account with my phone number. I never actually signed up for an account with you guys, so you know. So she's looking into it and stuff because I've been getting charges and I don't know why, because I never signed up for you guys. So she was looking into it all, and yeah, she said she used my phone number to look up the amount, or look up my account.
What's that number, please?
778-882.
That was
7-7-8-7-9-6-3.
778-882. 7-9-6-3. 'Cause you allow me one moment, please. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify the address, please?
No, I can't, because, again, I never set up for an account.
Well, the only way I'll be able to assist you, ma'am, if you can verify the information.
Yes, the gal I was speaking to before, she was working on canceling it all and reversing some of the charges, because she's saying that something about how you guys use gift card codes that get emailed to a person or something for purchases, and three of them have apparently already been used. I've never purchased anything from you guys. I've never received anything from you guys.
All right. Well, the only way I'd be able to assist you if I can go ahead and, I mean, if you verify information, I understand that you're saying this is fraud. I'd be more than happy to help you with that as well. But, I mean, I would have to have something verified.
And how am I supposed to verify information that I never presented to you?
And I most definitely understand that. But the only way I'll be able to, you know, handle the account if you verify, you know, the information.
No, I understand that. But how am I supposed to verify with you information you have when I never actually gave you guys any information? How am I supposed to verify it?
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Yeah.
Bear me one moment, please. All right. Can you verify the card?
Verify my credit card?
Yes, the first one, last four, please.
First four, 4505. Last four, 8773. Again, I never gave that credit card information to you guys, though. But I'm getting charged every month. What was it? $14.95 US, which constitutes over $20 every time. So I've already given you guys like almost $200 because this apparently has been going on since September.
Okay, so what's the first? Okay, you did verify the card. Now, I will have to, I see here, I'm able to look at the account for, let's see.
There should be notes on there already from the gal I was speaking with before.
And the account is canceled. Now, I can get you over to the fire department because I see here it canceled, the call was lost, so I can go ahead and get you transferred back over. You know, it's going to be a little brief pause, and then someone will pick up to assist you.
I was literally just on the phone with another lady for a while doing all of this already, and she was getting it all done for me. And then I had to go because, well, said, I had a machine at my office that almost exploded. I had to go and quickly tend to that. And so now I'm just calling back to try and find out where it was and get it all sorted out and stuff. And now it's going to be longer. I mean, I was already on the phone for 20 minutes before talking to her after sitting on hold for a while and waiting for the phone call back. Now I've already been on the phone for another 10 minutes. How much longer is it going to take for me to sort this out?
Well, I can get you sent directly to someone. Give me one moment.
A bunch of random credit card charges trying to find out why. Apparently, I have an account with this company and all this kind of crap. Apparently, some Elite 14 VIP or something. They sell leggings. And they've been charging me each month and stuff. And they're like, oh, you've already used some of your coupons and stuff. I'm like, I haven't received jack shit from you. Like, no. So, trying to figure it all out and stuff, but I'm probably
going to... charging your credit card?
Yeah. So, I'm probably going to have to get a new card now and stuff. And but when I talked to Visa, Visa wanted me to call and talk to them first. So, that's what I'm doing.
Give me one moment, okay?
Yeah.
Have you bought stuff from them before?
I've never bought anything from them before. There's only two places I ever buy leggings from. FanClub, which is this company that you see me wear all the time, because I'm an ambassador for them, so I get discounts and everything. And I believe in their stuff. It's all made of recycled bottles that are pulled from the ocean.
But is that the only thing that they're charging in their credit card?
Yeah. They charge $14.95 US each month, which constitutes to about $20. It's been going on since end of September, apparently.
And how did you find it all now, though?
Well, because I was going over my statements right now. So... going over and figuring them all out and stuff. That's the fun part. So I'm going to cancel this card and get a new one anyways.
One moment, please.
Yep. But the really weird thing is, too, is the email address that they have for my account is similar to my spoof email address that I use for contests, just for like entering things so that they don't spam my main email with junk after you enter a contest, right?
Yeah.
And it's close to that email address, but it's not even that email address. And that email address isn't linked to anything. It's not linked to my credit card. It's under a different name even.
One moment, okay? I'm getting everything transferred.
Yeah. Like, it's really weird.
So they put you on hold now?
Yeah, she's transferring me to their fraud department. You know there's issues, though, when a company and stuff is a retail store and has their own fraud division.
Yeah.
Worked in many retail. Yeah. But I went to even go see, like, look at their products because, like, I was like, maybe I bought something for Brianna or Ashley or one of the kids' birthdays or something like that, right? So I went to go try and, like, look
at
some
of the
products.
Go ahead and get you transferred now.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You can't do anything else without putting in information. I would never put in my credit card information then. But I looked back through and stuff, and I thought about, I would never buy the girls any of this stuff. It's not their style.
Yeah, the thing when something like that happens, you start second-guessing yourself.
Yeah. Right. But that's where I started looking at it and stuff, and like, you know what? Ashley never wears leggings like these. Brianna does, but I don't know what size Brianna would be for any of that. I wouldn't. The only clothing I've bought them in the past year have been sweaters and dresses. And the dresses, it was only because my mom wanted to get them those for Christmas this past year.
I got all the receipts for all that, and I save all my receipts.
Insurance right now. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. So I have my receipts saved for everything as well, and I went through all my email address accounts and everything and stuff, and I got nothing for these people. So there's no